latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester United headlines. Anthony Martial's representatives are reportedly due to speak with Old Trafford officials next week to discuss his immediate future. Speculation continues to surround the France international winger, who's remained a peripheral first-team starter for Jose Mourinho this season. Well, Italian giants Juventus, along with Paris Saint-Germain and Tottenham Hotspur, are all said to be keeping a close eye on the developments between now and the start of the World Cup next month. Martial was absent from Sunday's final Premier League game of the season at home to Watford, although Mourinho later insisted the 22-year-old stayed away from skipper Michael Carrick's farewell because of a knock that he picked up in training. It's also believed his camp are ready to meet with the Red Devils in the coming days, adding further to the current uncertainty surrounding the French starlet. United paid Monaco £37 million when they signed Martial back in 2015 and retain an option to extend his contract by a further 12 months, should his agents now attempt to try and manufacture a cut price move away from the theatre of dreams. Elsewhere, and Jose Mourinho has been backed by Gary Neville, who's defended the Portuguese and believes United's style of play was not always great under Sir Alex Ferguson. Well, United finished the season in second place in the Premier League, a big improvement on fifth the season before, and could also win the FA Cup when they, I think it was sixth the season before, wasn't it, and when they take on Chelsea. Mourinho also has won three trophies in his first season in charge, but the manner in which United have done it has come in for heavy criticism. Comparisons have been made with Ferguson's sides of the past, saying Mourinho's style is not the Manchester United way. However, Neville sees things differently and believes people's memories have become clouded. He said, under David Moyes, Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho, it's been suggested the football's not very good. And every game that goes by, Sir Alex Ferguson's football gets better and better because you forget the bad games, the 1-0s, the horrible defeats. I think we've become a bit idealistic about what the football was at times under Sir Alex. I was there for a large part of it, 21 years, and saw every game. Yes, it was mesmerising at times, but from 2003 to 2006, it wasn't good. I played in that team. It wasn't good. We weren't playing at a high level. We were pretty average. Those are the words of Gary Neville.